The Luck of the Bodkins by P.G. Woodhouse, read by Jonathan Cecil. Chapter 1. Into the face of the young man who sat on the terrace of the Hotel Magnifique at Cannes, there had crept a look of furtive shame, the shifty hangdog look which announces that an Englishman is about to talk French. One of the things which Gertrude Butterwick had impressed upon Monty Bodkin when he left for this holiday on the Riviera was that he must be sure to practice his French, and Gertrude's word was law. So now, though he knew that it was going to make his nose tickle, he said, garçon, monsieur, garçon, est-ce que vous avez un spot de l'encre et une pièce de papier, note-papier, vous savez, et une enveloppe et une plume? Ben, monsieur! The strain was too great. Monty relapsed into his native tongue. I want to write a letter, he said. And having, like all lovers, rather a tendency to share his romance with the world, he would probably have added, to the sweetest girl on earth, had not the waiter already bounded off like a retriever to return a few moments later with the fixings. Là, sir! There you are, sir! Said the waiter. He was engaged to a girl in Paris, who had told him that when on the Riviera he must be sure to practice his English. Ink, pin, paper, enveloppe, and a little bit of blood and pepper. Oh, merci, said Monty, well pleased at this efficiency. Thanks, righto. Righto, monsieur, said the waiter. Left alone, Monty lost no time in spreading paper on the table, taking up the pen, and dipping it in the ink. So far, so good. But now, as so often happened when he started to write to the girl he loved,